You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are back with Brian Mick. He's the president and founder of the Mick Law Firm out in Nebraska. Hey, Brian, what you didn't know is my family was originally from Des Moines. They wanted me to go to Creighton as well. Actually, my grandfather did go to Creighton, so how about that? We're almost like alumni friends.
Yeah, that's impressive. Go Blue Jays.
Okay, hey, they're actually a fabulous basketball team almost every year.
Yes, sir.
So tell me a little bit more now. You know, one of the important things that I think you do is keep people honest and on the straight and narrow. You do that with your FINRA reviews. Tell me a little bit about what that is.
Well, we do the not only the background, you know, sponsor level stuff, on-site interviews, et cetera, but we're going to do what they call reasonable basis suitability analysis, make sure that our client firms have the appropriate reporting and documentation for their files. But, you know, it's not just looking at disclosures and structure and doing background, ensuring that no bad actors are in the deal. I can't emphasize enough the importance on the underwriting side, and we're seeing in this market, we're seeing some warning signs in some certain asset classes. And again, you look at Class A multifamily, right? I mean, in a lot of markets, we're at sub 5 caps on Class A multifamily, and you have debt in the 4s. So there's not a lot of positive leverage there. And if you look at some stress valuation metrics, there's really two leading indicators, in our opinion. When you have rents that are still rising, but they're doing so at a decelerating rate period over period, and vacancies are starting to tick up in certain markets. So what's the strategy there? Well, if you like multifamily for the long term, you don't want to be the last common dollar in the deal, right? You want to find a legitimate value add rehab flip where you can create some value, or depending on the market, depending on the number of permits and the units being delivered and what the economics look like right now in that submarket, you might be a developer. You might go in and provide mezz equity. If there's a developer out there that's very, very experienced and may have a couple of quality projects on the board, you say, listen, you're in a first loss position, Mr. Developer. You put in 10% of the cash or 20% of the cash, and I'll give you some prep or some mezz in the middle of that. I'll take a little bit off my, expected return being higher in the capital stack, but I de-risk the deal quite a bit. So that's the kind of stuff. It's not just the legal side of it. It's really the underwriting and looking at the macro trends.
No.
Storage is another area that's getting a little hot.
Well, Brian, I could tell you for one thing, and listening to you, you're not really a lawyer. You're a real estate business person.
Well, thank you. And I tell you what I'm doing. What I'm doing on the side right now, Jim, is doing hard money loans and sale leasebacks on farms here in the Midwest. The row crop farmers, soybean and corn, they haven't made money for 4 or 5 years, and the banks have been complicit in causing the problem. Gee, haven't we heard something like that? 2007-8. So there's some opportunities in the ag space right now. You got to zig when others are zagging, you know.
Well, listen, we talked a little bit about the 1031 in the agriculture business, and I would like to get you back on the show to specifically talk about what you see in the investing market. So maybe we can do that in the next coming weeks, either through DJ, maybe DJ can set that up. Brian, if people want to find you in the Mick Law Firm, how do they do that?
We're on the web, www.micklawpc.com. My direct dial is the easiest, 402-275-1880. We would love to help anybody out to whatever extent they need. They need underwriting. You want an analysis on the deal. You need a lawyer to help you, negotiate or close the financing or the transaction. We can sure do that. We can also represent folks looking to raise capital.
Well, listen, I want to thank you so much. And again, I want to thank DJ Van Curen from the Real Estate Family Office Magazine. And, of course, I want to thank you. I got that backwards. The Real Estate Family Office Magazine. Oh, it's the family. DJ, I'm sorry. It's been one of those days. DJ Van Curen from the Family Office Real Estate Magazine. Well, I'm at this big conference, and there's like 600 computers and 1,000 people, and they just keep getting my attention. Brian, thank you so much for being on the show with me today.
You bet, Jim.